You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Are You a Genie Stuck in a Bottle? I never know where the inspiration for my next blog post and podcast will come from. Let me share another true story with you. I was reading an article about television shows done in the 1960s. One of the TV shows mentioned in the article was I Dream of Jeannie. In this sitcom, an astronaut is stranded on a beach on a deserted island after a failed space flight and finds a fancy bottle. He opens the bottle and finds a female genie named Jeannie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E, trapped inside. He frees her from the prison that was her bottle. Jeannie uses her personal magic throughout the show to grow and evolve into her true, authentic self. A couple of years ago, I did a blog post and a podcast about being a message in a bottle. You can find a link to that previous blog post and podcast on my website at slesovich.com. In that blog post, I was talking to a female friend who is single, and she told me that when she puts up a profile on a dating site, she considers her profile being a message in a bottle. She writes a note, her profile, about the kind of partner she is looking for, puts it in a bottle, her login identifier, and tosses it into the ocean. Searchable profiles by login ID on the dating website, including tens of thousands of other daters. She is hopeful her bottle will wash up on the virtual shore of her desired partner. He will open it, read her message, contact her, and personally interact with her. In this instance, my female friend voluntarily put herself inside an energetic bottle. Have you trapped yourself inside an energetic bottle in your own life that is keeping you trapped from using your own magic and growing and evolving into your own true, authentic self? Assume I have just found your own energetic bottle on the beach and I have opened it to free you from it. How do you work your own personal magic to grow and evolve into your true, authentic self? Consider these three things. Number one, be true to yourself. William Shakespeare said in the play Hamlet in Act 1, Scene 3, "To thine own self be true." When you are true to yourself, you know and understand what is best for you. You know what you need to stay balanced emotionally, psychologically, physically, sexually, and spiritually. When you are true to yourself, you are empowered and set and enforce strong personal boundaries, including your own physical, emotional, psychological, sexual, and spiritual boundaries. Number two, be honest. Benjamin Franklin is quoted as saying, "Honesty is the best policy." When you are honest with yourself, you have integrity and self-awareness of your true self. You are truthful, and when someone violates one of your boundaries or triggers you emotionally, then you speak up and express your feelings about the situation. When someone else expresses an opinion that you do not agree with, you respond in a sincere and respectful manner. Being honest allows you to engage in healthy, trustworthy, positive relationships with others. Number three, be responsible. There is an anonymous quote that says, "Responsibility is accepting that you are the cause and the solution of the matter." Being responsible in your own life depends on your state of responsibility. Your state of responsibility is a reflection of your current emotional state, your emotional triggers, current set of boundaries, and current set of beliefs. A big component of being responsible is being empowered. Being empowered is being confident. In direct control of your own life, setting intentions, living from an active, proactive state, and making decisions based on positive emotions for what you want to achieve. Freeing yourself from your own energetic bottle will allow you to live as your own true authentic self and express your own personal magic to make a positive impact in your own life and the life of your family and friends. Till next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.